Parshas Truma, Tovshin Ein Dalet, Beknesset Beis Tefillah. So we just finished Parshas Mishpatim, and we start Parshas Truma. What is the connection between Truma and Mishpatim? Says the Beis Halevi, the reason is what precedes the mitzvah of Truma has to be Mishpatim. Because before a person can give its tzedakah, he has to make sure his money is clean. There's no ill, there's no averas being done with that money. Therefore, first of all, we have to go through Parshas Mishpatim, and only then can we proceed with Parshas Truma. There should not be a mitzvah haba va'avera. And the pasuk starts off, Dabel ben Yisrael, vayikhu li truma. They should take truma for me. The question is, why does the pasuk say vayikhu li, to take from me? To the contrary, give to me. We're commanding Bnei Yisrael, Dabar Bnei Yisrael, give to me truma. What does it mean, take from me truma? Not taking, they're going to give truma, not going to take truma. So we learn from here a very big insight. The Beis Halevi says a marshal will be for a lump of sugar that is in a box. It's closed in, and inside the box there's a fly, and the fly says, oh, I'm so lucky, I have so much sugar, I'm so lucky. What do we tell the fly? It's your sugar. It's not your sugar. You're trapped in the same place. It's not yours to take. You just happen to be here. You can't take it with you. It's not yours. What money do we have? It's the money that we give to tzedakah. Other monies we have are like the fly in the box. It's not ours. We don't control our life. What do we yes control? Is what we give to tzedakah. That's what we have. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Munbaz HaMelech. There was a year of drought, and he wasted the money. Bizbez Yitzroysov. He opened up the royal treasury, and he wasted the money on the people. So his family, the royal family, came to complain, and they said, your forefathers increased the royal treasury. You're wasting the royal treasury. See, he gave them six responses. Avoisai gonzu lamato, vani gonasti lamalo. My forefathers stored down here. I'm storing up there. Avoisai gonzu b'mokin shayat shayletestoy. My forefathers stored in a place where other hands have control over it. Speak to the hijackers. But I'm stored in a place where no one has control. No one can take it away from me. Avoisai gonzu dovar she'eino isei peiros. They stored something that doesn't create fruit. I'm storing something that creates fruit. My forefathers stored money. I'm storing lives, because I save lives with my money. And this is what we're looking for. Avoisai gonzu la'achirim, vani gonasti la'atzmi. They're storing for others. I'm storing for myself. Avoisai gonzu b'olam hazeh. pasuk says in Koheles, Perek Beis pasuk of Vav. Velachoite nostan inyan leesoif veliknois velaseis latoib lefnei Elokim gamzehever urus ruach. To the sinner, Hashem puts in his heart the desire to collect, to give. Lost says, two. When it's taken away from him, it'll be given to other people. So we have a choice. We have our money. What can we do with the money which will be really ours? By giving it, doing a mitzvah with the money, that's, we're keeping it for ourselves. Otherwise, our money will just go on to other people. It won't be ours. Vayikhuli truma. By giving truma, you're taking for yourself. A friend of mine told me, he's a Baal Tshuva from Tel Aviv. He had two friends. They had a partnership together, and it did very well. They controlled streets of shops in Tel Aviv, in the market. All streets they controlled. It was theirs. They did very, very well. After time, they broke up. They separated. The first one continued to go into business. He made a bad investment. He lost everything. He went bankrupt. He lost all his money. And he was in big debt to other people, because other people had invested, he borrowed money. He lost everything. The second one did very well. He was doing well, but they discovered a growth. 3 months later, he was already under the ground. It took 3 months from the discovery of the growth till he was dead. So what do we see? You can have money, but either the money can be taken away from you, or you could be taken away from your money. Therefore, Avosai Gonzu L'Achirim, my forefathers, they gathered for others, but I'm gathering for myself, because what I've done, the mitzvah I do, that's for me forever. That no one can take away from me. Vayikhuli truma, not to give truma, not for losses. Losses is the chayter. He gathers money to give to others. It gets passes on. But by yikhuli, by giving, you're taking. That's, you're taking for yourself. That's you have for eternity. The burial shrouds don't have pockets. There are no pockets in the tachrichim. Well, all the stuff we have here, we don't take with us. What we do take with us is the Torah and the Maitzin Tovim we do. That we take with us. That's us, and that's vayikhuli truma. We're taking. That's taking for yourself. By giving, you're taking. The very famous medrash, vayikhuli truma, says the medrash, vayikhuli truma, hadu dichsiv, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al ta'azoivu. Vayikhu is referring to lekach toiv, to the Torah. What's the connection between the Torah and the Mishkan? Says the Medrash. All the Mashgichim, they speak out this Medrash. Moshe Lamelech, Shoyso Loi Bat Yechida. The king had a single daughter, and she got engaged. One of the kings, she was proposed to by one of the young kings. And she got married. Wonderful. Now this, the Chosin, the king, wants to go back to his homeland. Wants to leave. Says the king to him, says the Melech, the father-in-law. Omar loy, biti shenosati lecho yuchidisi. The daughter I gave to you, she's my only daughter. Lifreish mi meno eini yochoil. I cannot separate from her. On the other hand, loy malacha, al titla, to force you not to take her, any yochel. I have no right to prevent you from leaving. You married her, you have the right to go to your own kingdom. Tafishi ishtacha, you married her, you have the right to take her. Erazu toiva sani. One favor I ask you. Shekol mokim shatahoylech. wherever you go, kitoin echad aseli, make me a small room, she'odor etzlachem, she'eini yochel aniach biti, I cannot leave my daughter, please, wherever you go, make for me a small room that I could stay there and be with my daughter and follow you. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, nosati lachem asat Torah, lifrei she'imenu eini yochel, I cannot separate from the Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leima lachem al titlua, to tell you not to take the Torah, eini yochel, you married her, Har Sinai, that was it, you married the Torah, she's yours. Ela b'kol mokim shatem hoichim, wherever you go, Bais echad asuli, make for me a small home, she'odor b'seichoi she'ne'emar v'asuli mikdash. Gavaldik. So we're learning from him. This is the background for the Mishkan. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu request the Mishkan? V'asuli Mishkan, what does he want it for? Because since lekach toiv nasati elohim v'yikhu li truma, since you took the Torah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot leave the Torah, this is, please make me a place that I can hang around with her by you. Please make me a small compartment. Agavaldik, we see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot leave the Torah, Kiv Yochel, whatever that means, Kol Shekhan, we mortal human beings, we must also have that feeling, Lifrei She'menu Eini Yochel. We see the Chiba, Kutcha Brichu V'Raisa V'Yisrael Chatu, all one. So we have to also have feel that connection to the Torah HaKadosha, that we cannot leave her. There was once a poor man who saw a rich man with a big wallet, and he became very jealous. Wow, that's such a big wallet, shoo. He desires the wallet and he saves up penny after penny, until after a long time he comes home and says, I bought a wallet, I also have a big wallet. They told him, oh, you shreita shabailam, fool, do you think the big wallet is the point? Question is, what's inside the wallet? If you have, like the rich man, lots of money inside the wallet, oh, that's a good wallet, but to have an empty wallet, not worth it. People sometimes spend money building nice shuls, nice Sifrei Torah. They make a nice mishkan, a nice mikdash. But the question is there v'shachanti b'seicham? The question is, the way you behave, the way you act, the way you speak, the way you eat, does that enable the Shekhinah to be with you? There's no point just investing in the just external mishkan. It has to be v'shachanti b'seicham. Our behavior must enable to have the Kodesh Baruch Hu around. Therefore, when we're building the mishkan to facilitate for Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, "Eini yochel lifrei shemenu eini yochel." It has to be that our actions will allow the Shekhinah to dwell with us. We cannot be speaking lashon horrors and doing averas and doing all bad things, and still expect just to build the mishkan. That's, you're missing the point. It's like the empty wallet. We have to make sure that Kodesh Baruch Hu indeed can be with us, and we'll get all the bracha that will come with that. The Psikta is one of the midrashim, says, "B'sha she'omar Kodesh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, v'asuli mikdash." When Moshe was commanded to make a mikdash, Nizdazeh Moshe v'omar. He was shivered, was so frightened. How can a person build a house for Kodesh Baruch Hu? It says in the pasuk, "Hinei Hashemayim v'shmei Hashemayim lo yichalkelucha." All the heavens cannot contain Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can I build a house for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hashem says to him, "Lo lifi koichi ani mevakesh." I'm not asking you what according to my strength. Ela lifi koicha, according to your strength. Therefore, what I want. Esrim keresh batzofain, v'esrim keresh badorain, v'shmoine b'maro. That's what I need. 20 groshim north, 20 groshim south. In Parshas Pinchas, when Hashem said, "Es korboni lachmi," I want you to give me a meal. "Es korboni lachmi." Ora Moshe, Even I will gather all the animals of the world, it will not be enough for one korban for you. And even if I will gather all the wood of the world, it will not suffice for one fire. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how would it be enough? Amen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yikash atah sovur, what you think? Eretz HaKeves HaEcho tasa raboiker, Eretz HaKeves HaSheini tasa ben arbaim. That's what I want from you. When Hashem said to Moshe, a person must give kofer nafshoi. Says Moshe, what? Kofer nafshoi? We can have to give everything. Says the Gosh, no. What I want from you is machtis hashekel. We learn from here that as great as our actions may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want more than we can do. We should not get overwhelmed. He wants what we can do. Just do it. He wants the 20 krashim, he wants the keves, he wants the machta shekel. But don't think it's overwhelming. You can do it. That's what Hashem wants from us. He doesn't want more than we can do.
It seems like for the machta shekel, it seems that that was less than many people could do.
Okay, it's a culture cat. Okay, it's adrab. At Seishitin. Where did they get Atzei Shittim from? Says Rashi, Perek Chofei, Pasuk Hei. Where did they get Atzei Shittim from? Says Rashi, Yaakov Avinu saw Beruach HaKodesh that they're going to have to build a Mishkan in the Midbar. Therefore, he brought with him, when he came down to Mitzrayim, from Israel, he brought with him Arazim, he brought with the Shittim. And he commanded his children that when you leave Mitzrayim, take them with you. So they took with them Atzei Shittim. So if we could go back in time, and we would see in Egypt, we would see an old man plowing, fertilizing, digging a hole, planting. What would we think? Oh, here's another farmer. What's he doing? A tree, big deal. But really, he's building a bayit l'shechina. So even though you externally we don't see it, but he's now planting the bayit l'shechina. Likewise, ourselves, we must not look down at our actions. We think, what's important? Another tefillah, another bracha, another 5 minutes of learning. Why is it important? We must realize that it's as important as well. We're also building a mokeh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're also building a spiritual world, not less than that. We have to see the importance of our actions. Am Yisrael are asked to give the donations, and what the pasuk counts them: zov, kesef, nechoshes, treles, argomon, v'chulei, and the end of the list are the Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Miluim for the Eifod V'Lachoshen. Does anyone here work in diamonds? Okay, I want to ask you a question. What's more expensive, gold or silver? Gold, right? The first one is gold, silver, copper. So we have a descending order: gold, silver, copper. Now when I ask you, what weighs more? If I have a half a kilo of gold or half a kilo of Avnei Shoyam, what's worth more? Avnei Shoyam, I ask you, a precious stone like gold, what's worth more per ounce? Gold's worth more than precious stones? I don't work in diamonds, but I think the precious stones are worth a bit more. Right? Okay? So the question is, why is Avnei Shoyam coming at the end of the list? It should be the first on the list. Give Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Luim, then gold, silver, copper, and wool, and flax. Why is it coming at the end of the list? Answers the Or HaChaim. Where, first of all, where did the Avnei Shoyam come from? The pasuk says the Nesim brought the stones. Who are the Nesim? Machlek is in the Gemara. Either literally the heads, the Nesim, but they brought them late. They, as we know, that they have a vav missing from the name because they brought them late. Or another pshat is there was the clouds, the Nesim. Clouds brought the Avnei Shoyam with the man. So therefore, according to the pshat, it was the Nesim, the heads of the tribes, because they were late. So they're put at the end of the list.
What do you mean by they were late?
They said, we'll wait and see, whatever's missing will fill in. And therefore, it was Chazal saw that this is a bit of atlas, a bit of laziness involved. That's why they lost the letter from the name. There's no vav. That's one pshat. So that was last in the list. And according to the other pshat, it was from the clouds. It's last in the list. Why?
Yeah, that was people's personal property.
Gevaldik. There was no omo. There was no mesiras nefesh. Even though the value, the monetary value of Avnei Meshulam is far greater than anything else, there's no giving. There's no mesiras nefesh. Right? What does the last Mishnah in Ovah say? Amar ben Hehe Lefum Tzara Agra. The reward goes according to the Tzar, the effort. And therefore, since there's the least effort for Avnei Meshulam, Avnei Meshulam, they come last in the list. So that's a big lesson we have for ourselves. Hashem is not looking at the results, looking at the effort. The effort we put in makes the world of the difference. That makes it precious. The mysterious nefesh. So when things are difficult, that's the time when you're making big money. That's bingo. When things are difficult. Come now to the Orion. There's a difference between the commandment of the Orion and everything else. In Pasuk Yud, it says Va'asu Orain. In the plural, they will make the Orain. Now check me out. Everywhere else, it says in singular. Va'asisa Shulchan, singular. Va'asisa Manoy Azov. Va'asamishka in Ta'ase. Va'asisa Lulois Treiles. Va'asisa Yerios Izim. Va'asisa Sakroshim. Va'asisa Pareiches. Va'asisa Samizbeach. You check me out. All in the singular. Only by the Orain does it say in the plural Va'asu Esa Orain. Why is that? Says the Ramban, because everyone has to participate in the Orain. It's unique. And this reminds us of the famous Gemara Yuma. And says the Gemara, and it's partly quoted in Rashi a few times in this week's parasha. There are three crowns in the Mishkan. It's in Psukim, as you'll see in this week's parasha. There's a crown on the Orain, Shoshu Zirim Him. There's a Zer on the Orain, there's a Zer on the Mizbeach, and there's a Zer on the Shulchan. Says the Gemara, Orain, the Zer, the crown on the Orain, represents Keser Kahuna. The crown on the Shulchan represents Keser Malchus. I said it wrong, sorry. Crown on the Orion represents Keser Torah, sorry. The crown on the Mizbeach represents Keser Kahuna. Says the Gemara, the Keser on the Mizbeach, the Keser Kahuna has been taken by Aaron. It's not available anymore. The Keser on the Shulchan has been taken by David. Not available. But the Keser of Orain, says the Gemara, Adayimu Nachasi, is still there, Kol Aroitzev V'yikach Yovei V'yikach. It's available for anyone to take. And that's how the Rambam paskens the Hilchos Talmud Torah. So therefore, the Keser Torah is available for anyone. Anyone can get Keser Torah. That's why V'asu Es Orain is for everyone. The other things are already for individuals. The Mizbeach is for an individual. That means Shulchan's for an individual, but the Aron is Torah for everyone. In Shuvas Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Ches, Simon Shin Gimel, maybe Shin Yud Gimel perhaps, he was asked the question. There was someone who spent years researching a topic. He researched the topic of Bris Milah. He wrote a whole sefer. He went to look into the, find these rare manuscripts and unheard of Sfarim. And he spent so much time and effort to bring to light things were not known, many chidushim, and he printed a sefer. What happened? Someone else read his sefer, copied all his sources, and copied and made a new sefer, copying all the things from the first sefer, added a few points. Oh, the meaning is there. Yes, that way. The meaning is another way. Just a few of Laura's, and prints his own sefer. And this mechaber is very upset. I put so much work, and this guy just takes all my work, just like that. And he copies everything what I wrote, using all my research and all my efforts, and taking it for himself. Says Rav Vozna. This week's parasha, Keser Torah, is Munach Kala Roitze Yikach Vovi Yovi Yikach. Sorry, it's Torah, it doesn't belong to you. It's available for everyone. Very nice, you did the research. You have a big schuss. But you cannot stop anyone else from reading your Torah and taking for themselves. But, he says, that person should write in his book, mention your name, he took it from you. Because we have a locha, ha'imah dover b'shem oimrei. There you have a taina. But the fact, you don't own the Torah. You cannot stop him from taking your Torah. It's not yours. It's called a roitzi yikach vovev yikach. Torah is hefker. He should write your name. He should mention you. And that you have a right to be makpid on. But you cannot stop him anyway from reading all your research and taking it for himself. Because the Torah is hefker. We find the Oren. The Oren's measurements are 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. They're all incomplete figures. They're all broken figures. The Mizbeach, the two of them, the outer one is 5 by 5 by 3, and the inner one is 1 by 1 by 2. All the figures are complete. And the Shulchan is 2 by 1 by 1.5. Two thirds of them are complete figures, and one of them is a broken figure. So again, the Oren, all the figures are incomplete, are broken. The Mizbeach, all the figures are all complete. And the Shulchan is mostly complete and partly incomplete. What's behind this? Zogta Kli Yokor. The Oren symbolizes the Torah. In Torah, you must never feel complete. You must always desire for more. Kina Seifrim Tal Bechochma. You must always look upwards. Ooh, I could do even more. Therefore, it's always broken figures, incomplete figures. The Mizbeach symbolizes Kapara. Kapara, we want the Shlemus. The figures are complete. The Shulchan symbolizes wealth. A person should be Sameach Bechelkoi. A person should say, like Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Kol, I am complete. Whatever I have is good, it's what I need. But a person shouldn't give himself all his desires. He should hold back a bit. Shouldn't be completely involved in Gashmias. So therefore, but it's partly incomplete. One third incomplete, the rest is complete. Baruch Hashem, I have what I need. It's the Yokor in this week's parasha. come to the Oroin, and on the Oroin we have Shnei Kruvim. What does the Kruv mean? You know? What does Kruv mean? It doesn't mean cabbage.
Cherub.
What?
Cherub.
Sorry?
Cherub, like a little angel.
Cherub, so what does that mean?
Like a little angel.
Angel. Kruv is an angel? It's Kravya. The Gemara says in Sukkah, it's Ravya. It says Rashi on the spot. Dmus Partsuf Tinoik Lahem. Child. Kruv is a child. Ravya. In Yechezkel, Parit Yud, Pasuk Aleph, you'll see over there, the Kruvim, I mentioned in Yechezkel, these are the Sanagorim. These are the defendants of Am Yisrael. So we have Kruvim, these children, on the Oron HaKodesh. We have, in Shamayim, we have Kruvim, which are the Mamash, the defendants of Am Yisrael. But we have one other place where we meet Kruvim. In Parashas Bereishis. In Parashas Bereishis, Paragimel, Pasuk of Dalet. Vayigoresh es Adam. Adam gets thrown out of Gan Eden. Vayishkoin mikedem Gan Eden, es ha-kruvim, beslat ha-charevim sapeches nishmod es derech etz ha-chayim. What do kruvim say? What do kruvim mean? Zogt Rashi over there. Es ha-kruvim malach ha-chabolo. Angels of destruction. So what happened? How could it be by us, the Kruvim, these children, Amamish, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between Hashem speaks to Am Yisrael through the Kruvim? In Cheskel, they're the Sanagorim of Am Yisrael. And in Parshas Bereishis, they are the Malachi Chabola. What's happening over here? I saw from Yankel Ganinsky, Zeicher Tzadik Levroch, who unfortunately passed away last week. He brings from Rameh Shapira that every child can either be a Malach Elohim or he can be a Malach Habala. The question is, where are they hanging out? So if they're hanging out on the Oron HaKodesh, then the Mamash, the Shechina is right between them. But if they're hanging out outside in the streets, it's Malachi Chabal. It all depends where they are. I said, look after the kids, make sure they're in the right environment. Says the Pasuk, we have the poles, the badim, and says the Torah, they must not be taken out of the Oren. They must always stay inside. Question: what's the point? Why? Why is it so important that the badim and the Oren stay inside, don't get taken out? That's the Meshech Chochmah to teach us a lesson. When the Oren is parked, when they're camped in the camp, everything's put erect in the right place, what purpose are the Badim doing? What are the Badim achieving when they're not carrying the Oren? If the Oren's in its right place, huh? What about him doing? They're ready to go. You are mechaven to the Emek Dovor. They're ready to go. It's a very good track. Says the Meshech Chochma. What are the Badim doing when they're parked? What are they doing? What's being achieved by the Badim? What do you say? Why? The Oren is on the floor, and the Badim attached to the Oren. They're not holding the Oren. What's being achieved? Nothing. There's nothing to be achieved. What's the lesson? The same way the Badim are doing nothing when the Aron is parked, likewise they're doing nothing when the Aron is being carried. Why? Because the Gemara says in Seitah, we learn this from when they crossed the Yarden, when Am Yisrael crossed the Yarden. So the Aron went into the water stopped, Am Yisrael passed, the Aron walked back, the Yarden continued to flow. Then what happened? Vayi kashatam kol ha'am la'avor, then vayavor Aron Hashem v'akriyani mefnei ha'am. What happened? Ha'Aron noiseh es noisov. The Aron carries its carriers. That's what happened with Uzzah. Uzzah saw the Aron about to fall. He grabbed the Aron, he got killed. Because the Aron doesn't need you to hold the Aron, to hold it. Because the Aron noises noisov. The Aron carries its carriers. You don't have to hold the Aron. You think it's about to fall? Therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, the same way when the Aron is parked, the poles are doing nothing. Likewise, when the Aron is moving, it's also doing nothing. You're not carrying the Aron. Aron noises noisov. Says Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo. By Torah, you could support the Torah, give money. And Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo. Let me ask you a question. Am I holding in Lashon HaKodesh, ani machzik bastenda or ani machzik etastenda? Eta stender, right? Ani machzik ba'et or eta et? Eta et. But when I'm hanging from a tree, ani machzik eta et or ani machzik ba'et? I'm hanging from a tree. What? Ba'et. What's the difference? When is the change from S to ba? Then who's holding who? I'm holding the stanzas. I'm ani machzik et ha-stanza, not holding me, right? But if I'm hanging from the tree, I'm not holding up the tree. I'm not holding the tree up. The tree's holding me. So when we say Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim bo, I'm giving my money. I'm supporting the yeshiva. So it should be ani Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim oisov. I'm supporting the Torah. I'm holding up the Torah. Why does it say Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim bo? Because I'm holding oisov. I'm holding es haTorah. The Torah says no. You're not holding the Torah. Ha'orei noises noisov. The Torah is holding you by having a schus. By Eitz Chaim hi l'machzikim bo. Whoever's holding onto the Torah, he gets held. He gets an Eitz Chaim. I heard two stories. I heard this from Rav Diskin. Roughly 40 years ago, there was a bacher, American bacher, who wanted to came for 1 year to the Eretz Yisrael. His parents let him come for 1 year, and afterwards go to college. He came, went to Kfar Hasidim, was by Rav Eli Lopian, and he's there for a year. And he really wanted to stay. His father said, okay, we want you to get a profession, so you can go, we'll allow you to stay to your wedding, to get married, to stay in learning, but then you're going, after you get married, that's it, you have to go out. He agreed. He went to learn Lakewood, and he got engaged. And after he got engaged, he just totally changed. He was coming depressed and upset and sad. wasn't the same person. They could see he was really feeling terrible. For his wedding, his father calls him in and says, "Look, we think you need to get a profession. But we see that you don't want to do this, and we don't want to do something that you don't want. So me and your mother have decided we're willing to support you for 5 years. After your marriage, we'll give you a kiss. 5 years we're supporting you." Fine. 2 weeks after the wedding, the father gets a stroke, but he survives. After 5 years, gets another stroke and he dies. So they said two things at the Levaya. People said two things. If the father had known, he would have given his son 50 years. Second of all, during those 5 years, we thought that the father is holding the son. The father is supporting the son. Now we see it was the son supporting his father. Ka'orain noise es noiso. Eitz chaim hi lemachzikim bo. And the second story, so this Rav said of the story, and someone else, he spoke in yeshiva, and someone else from the crowd said, "I want to tell you a similar story." There was an avreich in Bnei Brak who was renting a dira in Paradise Katz. It's like a suburb of Bnei Brak, and the owner lived in America. And one day the owner phones him up and says, "I want to sell. Maybe you'd like to buy the dira." Okay, so he went to see, do his homework, his math, how much could he pay? He was missing 20,000. So the barabbai says, "Look, this is the price. You're missing 20,000. I am willing to do your soch. You can pay me through soch hazvunan. The 20,000 you owe me, we'll do your soch hazvunan. Every month, we'll have your learning, you're paying by your learning, soch hazvunan. And that's how it will you'll pay me back." He went to Rav Shach, and Shach told him exactly how to do the Heskem, made a real agreement, a proper Sachas Vulim agreement. There was one Orain that he had a cupboard that the Balabais wasn't sold, and the agreement was that whenever he wants to come and take this cupboard. After those 20, whatever it was, months or years, whatever it was, an agreement passed, he gets a phone call from the wife of the balabais of the seller. He says, "Can you please deal with the Orain?" "So, Orain? Well, yeah, for it. This cupboard's right here, it's available." "No, you didn't understand what I meant. Can you deal with my husband's Orain is coming? His Orain is coming. Can you please deal with the Levi? Can you help him?" Exactly after that kufa, his coffin came. The same thing, the same aside. We thought that he is supporting the avreich, but really by the oroin it's a chai, it's a oroin neisus neisof. I thought we should be zeicher to have all to fulfill what we learned today. Make sure our money is clean. Have do mishpatim first, and then do truma. Realize that by giving, we're taking for ourselves, because we don't give. It's not really ours, it's for others. To realize what Hashem wants, Hashem cannot disconnect from the Torah. We should also be at that level, not to disconnect from the Torah. To see that the Avnei Shoyam come at the end, even though they're worth more, there's less effort. Atzi Shittim, Yaakov Vinu. His plant, he looks like a farmer, but really from his wood come Beis Hashem. Also our actions maybe externally don't look so exciting, but might say they have the potential in them is also very big potential. We saw the Orain is symbolized by the Torah, to be incomplete when it comes to Torah, comes to Malchus, to feel more complete. It's available for everyone, the Keser Torah. What else did we say? What? Avgalinsky. Oh, the kids. They could either be Malachi Chabar, or they could be Kedosh Elyon. Make sure they hang around in the right places. And to realize that Eitz Chaim here, Machzikim, but the Oren has a power to Oren Noiseh Noiseh. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.